From Spark and Anvil and General's Tale, this is River Chu in Chapter 1 of the General's Tale cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the General's Tale Academy, running straight across the middle of the 9x10 board, there was a calm band of water named River Chu, and she was the most important empty space in the whole game. River Chu didn't capture or charge, she simply was there, a quiet blue boundary dividing the two home sides. But everything about the board bent around her. "I'm River Chu," she said, her voice soft as moving water. "The river. Chu He Han Jie. Long ago, people gave me the name of an old border between two sides in a faraway story, and I've carried it ever since. On the board, I'm a line. I keep the two armies apart. The elephants can never cross me. That's their nature. And the small soldiers? When they step across me, something wonderful happens to them. A boundary that changes whoever's brave enough to cross. That's me."
A young player tried to march an elephant over the river to attack. "It won't go," she said, puzzled. General May, the mentor, nodded. "The river is a wall for some and a doorway for others," she said. "Watch the elephant, homebound, always. Now watch the soldier." The student stepped Soldier Jin across River Chu, and at once Jin could move sideways as well as forward. "He grew," the student said. "He crossed you and got braver." River Chu rippled, pleased. "Crossing me costs something. There's no going back over for a soldier, ever. But it gives something, too. I'm not just a line that stops people. I'm the line where small things become more than they were." The academy instructor asked River Chu to teach a class on thresholds. "Our students treat the river like empty nothing," the instructor said. "Will you teach them what crossing really means?" River Chu was glad to.
"When she teaches, she gives one rule. Before you move a piece toward me, ask what I am to that piece. To the elephant, I'm a border it must respect. Its defense lives on the home bank. To the soldier, I'm a one-way door to a braver self. So send soldiers across only when you're ready to commit, because there's no crossing back. Read the line before you reach it."
A student lined her soldiers up at the water's edge, choosing the moment to send them over together. "It's like deciding when to take a big step," she said. River Chu murmured, "That's exactly it. A boundary is also a beginning." After class, River Chu lay still under the evening light, two armies resting quietly on her two banks.
For a long time, a wistfulness had moved through her like a slow current. She was a divider. Her whole name came from an old story of two sides held apart. She'd wondered, in the quiet, whether that was all she was, a line that kept people from each other, a border, a barrier, forever in the middle and never on either side. But lying there as a small soldier waded across her and stepped, for the first time, sideways into a braver life, the wistfulness warmed into a gentle, flowing peace. She wasn't only a divider, she was a threshold, the very place where timid things found their courage, where forward only became forward and sideways, where before became after. Keeping two sides apart was part of her, yes, but being the line worth crossing, the boundary that transforms, that was the deeper truth, and it was beautiful. A calm, glittering contentment moved through River Chu like light on water, and she settled, glad to be the line where change begins.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to River Chu. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.